This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new book by Bob Woodward reconstructs the secret meetings that led to President Bush's decision to go to war against Iraq. The book comes from a Washington Post reporter famous for his work on the Watergate scandal. For this book, Woodward interviewed dozens of senior Bush administration officials, including the president. NPR's Steve Inskeep spoke to the author of Plan of Attack.
Bob Woodward's latest book adds new details to what we know about the move to war. He says the president privately decided to act by January of 2003, even as diplomatic efforts were continuing. The decision became clear in two secret meetings. First, Vice President Dick Cheney and the Defense Secretary met the ambassador from a critical ally, Saudi Arabia.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld says to Prince Bandar, when they show him the map of the top-secret war plan, you can take this to the bank. This is going to happen. The vice president, who's at the meeting, says, when we start, not if, but when we start, Saddam is toast. And then Condi Rice said, you better call Colin in and tell him, and there was this 12-minute meeting.
Who was there and what did they say?
Just the president and Colin Powell. The president complimented Powell for his hard work on the diplomatic front, and then he said, I think I'm going to have to do this. And then Powell said, you're sure? And it was the assured Bush, Powell concluded, and Powell said, you understand the consequences. And Powell then again reminded the president, as he had said back in the summer, you know that you're going to be owning this place.
Secretary of State Powell, since the publication of your book, has offered some different quotes when speaking to radio talk show host Sean Hannity's nationally syndicated We Heard Him on radio station WMAL.
The president and I had a conversation a couple of days after they briefed Prince Bandar, and the president said to me, he said, you know, I'm not sure the UN is going to make it. I'm not sure that diplomatic track is going to work. And if it doesn't, you know, we're going to have to go to war. And he said, you know, it's not what we want, but that's what it might take. Mm-hmm. And I said, we knew that when we started down this road. I'm glad to see Saddam Hussein gone. I am glad that that regime is gone. I'm glad that we did it. I'm glad that we had a president who was willing to lead us there.
Bob Woodward, Colin Powell seems to be saying something subtly different there. He's saying the president said war might be necessary, and Colin Powell is denying that he was against the war.
Well, no, you know... Powell certainly is entitled to say what he's saying now. The president sat in the Oval Office and told me, said it was a meeting, this is important, not to have a discussion, but to announce a decision.
Now, as you've reported and as many others have reported, the president had a great interest in Iraq and others in his administration did, going back to very shortly after September 11th, 2001. When did the planning for a possible attack on Iraq begin?
Serious planning began 72 days after 9/11, the day before Thanksgiving 2001, when the president took Rumsfeld aside and said, what's your war plan for Iraq? Let's get on it. And Rumsfeld, of course, when you press his buttons, the buttons on his console, he goes into overdrive, and they began a very intense, very secret series of planning meetings where they briefed the president sometimes monthly.
I'd like to play you a piece of tape from President Bush from May of 2002, and this is how he described the state of war planning at that time.
I told the chancellor that I have no war plans on my desk, which is the truth, and that we've got to use all means at our disposal to deal with Saddam Hussein.
How does that statement from 2002 square with the on-the-record interview that the president gave you saying that, there was, in fact, planning going on?
I guess technically, I make this point in the book, when the president said that war plans are not on my desk, you know, that desk is, I've been there, there's, at least what I've seen, never anything on it. And he keeps a clean desk.
Can you describe to me what the president said when you asked him how history would judge him?
At the end of the second interview in the Oval Office, there was a sense that it was getting dark outside, and we got up and walked over to one of the doors, and I just asked, how do you believe history will judge the Iraq War? And we went back and forth about it a little bit, and he finally said, "History," and took his hands out of his pocket and kind of shrugged and said, "We won't know. We'll all be dead."
In Bob Woodward's book, Plan of Attack, President Bush says he had an obligation to open a new front against terrorism. The president says he decided to go to war in Iraq without directly asking some close advisors, including his father. George W. Bush said that ex-President Bush is the wrong father to appeal to in terms of strength. He said, "There is a higher father that I appeal to." Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.
There's an extended version of that interview at npr.org.